Hello, sorry, is that Carla?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, hi, it's Elliot at MMA Legal. I just received a missed call from you.
Yeah, I've wondered about you. I should be home now.
Oh, perfect. Is it a good time to speak now then, is it?
Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah, brilliant. I know I did have on my notes call back after too, but if you're free to speak now, we can speak now. That's not a problem.
Oh, that's fine. Yes.
Yeah, no worries. So, really simple process today. All I'm going to do is just confirm some details, make sure we've got them correct.
Okay.
Get a really brief statement, and then we can look at, kind of getting the ball rolling for yourself.
Okay.
So, just to confirm, I've got your name as Carla McKee.
Yes.
Yeah. Would you have been known by any other names at the time?
No.
No. No previous names or middle names?
No.
Or anything?
No. Carla Shona. No. I've got a middle name.
Yeah. What would that be?
Shona.
Shona?
Yes.
Yeah, perfect. Just in case, like say they have the middle name on the record or something like that.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, can you just confirm your door number and postcode?
26B Miller Road.
So 26, and what's the postcode?
G83.
Yeah.
83Z.
Sorry, just one moment. Sorry, you said G for golf?
Yes.
G-H-D. G-H-D?
No, G-H-3-H.
Sorry, G-A-3-8, yeah?
No. Yes, G-H-3.
Yeah.
A-E-Z.
And is, sorry. So G for golf.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What's after that? The number 8?
Yes. 3.
Yeah.
Number 3.
Yeah.
Then there's a space between it. And A-E-Z.
E for Echo, Z for Zulu.
Yes.
So G-83.
Yes.
Yeah. Just one moment. G83AEZ. Yeah?
Yes, that's right.
Is that Miller Road?
Yes.
Yeah. And it's number 26 Miller Road,
yes.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah, perfect. For some reason, it wasn't coming up. It's, I think it's
26
right. And 28.
That's strange.
Yeah. And can you just confirm your date of birth? 18/8/1977. Just to confirm, do you have any type of terminal illness or anything like that?
No.
No, perfect. Glad to hear so. And yes. What age did you go into care?
I was only in it for 22 years, but I was in, it was like Guildhead. What age was that? Oh, my God. I must have been 14, 15.
Yeah, so from 14 till around 16 years old?
Yes,
Yeah. And where was you, sorry?
Guildhead. Ancala, it was called.
Guildhead?
Yeah.
Can you spell that for me?
Well, I don't know how you spell that. Lock. Guildhead.
Yeah, so when you say Guildhead, is that G-I-L-P-E-D?
No, G, L-O-G, lock, and then Guildhead, just G-H-E, I didn't write it down, hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm
going to
write it down,
when you say it, I'm struggling to understand how it's spelled.
Yeah, I'm just trying to write it down just now.
Yeah, no worries.
But L-O-C-H.
Yeah.
G-I-L.
Yeah. Lock Gilpad, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, there we go. My apologies about that.
No, you're all right. I'm like that. It's just I'm not good at spelling either.
No, don't worry. It will have been Argyll and Bute.
That's
it, yes. Yes, Anka. Yeah.
It was called Anka at the end.
What was the name of the school?
No,
it wasn't a school.
I didn't go to school.
No. Was it a care home, sorry, was it?
Yes, a care home, yes.
Yeah, what was the name of the care home?
Anka. A-N. And...
Yeah.
Oh, let me write it
down
again. Hold on.
Yeah. Yeah, don't worry. It doesn't matter if the spelling's not correct. Google will correct it for me. It's just...
Right. A-N.
Yeah.
Then C-A-L-H.
C-A-L-H.
No, A-C-A-L-A. And Cala.
Yeah.
But I can't remember the name of the other care home I was in. Then I went to Clyde Bank after that.
Right, just to confirm then, because I'm just looking. Ancala, first of all.
That's the first one I was in, yes.
So Ancala spelled A-N-C-A-L-A.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the one has it moved just one in Clyde Bank, but I don't remember the name or anything like that.
So I'm just trying to find this one first for you, see.
Okay.
Because we will be able to get the documents, it's just
it's closed down now.
Yeah, so I think it used to be Ancala, but it's now Irish Care Group.
Oh, right, okay.
So it's Lock Gilpad, isn't it? Yeah, just one moment. I'm going to pop all this in for you anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, and that one was Argyll and Bute Council.
And then, yes, and then the next one I was in, I'll tell you about the next one, yeah.
Yeah, just one moment, sorry. And yeah, what area was the other one?
Clyde Bank, but I don't remember any details about it. I've got quite a lot of mental health issues, and that was a really bad time.
Yeah, no, of course, that's understandable.
Yeah.
Just one moment, sorry. For some reason, I'm just going to... My computer decided to go as slow as it possibly could. I got on the phone to you, sorry, just one moment. So it's Argyll and Bute local author. Every time I seem to be clicking enter, it just seems to be opening something. Sorry, one moment. And even if you don't know the...
Sorry?
Yeah. So the one that you was in after Ancala, what area was that, sorry?
It was Clyde Bank.
Clyde Bank, yeah.
And I can't remember the end nails about it.
No, so that'd be West Dunbartshire Council.
Yes, that's right.
As well. And would you know the name of it, or whether it was a care home or like?
I don't remember. Sorry, I had a really bad time with my mental health. I don't remember any of these other details about that one.
Honestly, don't worry about it. I'm just going to see if I can get the address for Ancala as well. Just what the more details we have. The more chance we've got of finding things.
Yes.
Just to confirm, because Ancala's not coming up, but Ardfenny is coming up.
No, but it shut down. It was shut down and reopened.
Yeah, and Ancala was spelled A N C A L A.
Well, as far as I know, that's how it's spelled. I might be wrong.
Right. No, not a problem. That's perfectly fine then. And then the other one was just a care home in
Clyde Bank.
Yeah.
I can't remember the address or anything. I remember the building clear as day, but I don't remember any details about it.
Don't worry
it.
About it, honestly.
Yeah.
Honestly, don't worry about it. I can have a quick look as well, to be fair, if you just one moment.
Yeah.
I'll do. I think we do have a list of children's homes around the area, so you know if one of them comes to mind.
Right.
If I
remember it, I hope.
Yeah.
I genuinely have got no memory. You know, I remember the house so clearly, and I mean, if we were going to Clyde Bank, I know I would know where to go to get to it. But apart from that, I don't remember much.
No, don't worry. And sorry, just one moment for you. There's Craig Lackey, if that rings a bell.
No.
No. Oh, no, no, no worries. And if you're not 100% like him, you can just leave.
Yeah, it's definitely not that.
And I know you said you was 14 when you went to the care home,
weren't It may have been younger than that. I may be 13, but I'm sure. I mean, as I said to you, back then, my memory, and I've still got mental health issues, and I genuinely don't remember.
Yeah. No, don't worry, honestly. So, like I said, we'll be able to get that information anyway.
It'll show somewhere. You can see a lot more than I can, so it'll show that
We'll be able to retrieve all of the files anyway.
Yeah,
just the more information we have, Carla, the better chance we've got of finding them, which is why I was just going to ask, can I just take your mother's name?
Angela Cassidy.
And your father's name?
Stephen McKee. He passed away 3 years ago.
Yeah, no, that's fine. And do you remember your address prior to going into care?
No, I was jumping around, staring at people's houses and that.
Yeah. No, of course, don't worry about it. And did you have any siblings at the time?
I'm a sister.
And Denise, need to contact her at any...
No.
Denise?
We don't speak. Denise McKee.
Yeah. No, don't worry, we won't contact her. It's just to help us locate your friends.
That's
it. Do you know how old she is, Denise?
My sister, 44. I'm 48. So she'd be 3 years between us, so what does that work out at?
You're 45.
So I was going to say 45, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah. No, don't worry. Like I say, it's just a rough guess anyway. No need to worry. And what was the reason that you went into care to begin with?
Because I was out of control, nobody could control me.
Yeah. So...
I was just going wild. Behavioural problems, but now I've been diagnosed. I get diagnosed at 40 with borderline personality disorder and ADHD. Yeah. So... It really helped me move on because it genuinely was some of the things weren't my fault, do you know what I mean? With these illnesses running through me.
Now you have been diagnosed with those conditions, it helps answer, it's a little bit more understanding as to why you might behave that way.
They said I've probably had it all my life, so I was going through the episode very young, you know?
Yeah. No, of course, that's completely understandable. And just to confirm then, I know you was about 13 when you went into Ancala care.
Yes.
Could you just tell me a little bit about kind of what abuse you experienced at the time?
I wasn't well, you know what I mean? I had these illnesses and I didn't know. I was undiagnosed and I wasn't seeing anybody about it. It was just a bad time.
Yeah, I was undiagnosed.
Undiagnosed with ADHD and BPD.
Yeah, so because you was obviously undiagnosed, did the staff kind of just treat you like a bit of a problem?
Yeah, I was always told I had behavioural issues. That was it. It was never, ADHD was never mentioned. But clearly that's what I was suffering with. And so I imagine it's hard enough as an adult to deal with these illnesses. So I'm lucky I'm still here at 45 because it's not easy.
Yeah.
48, sorry.
And obviously, you clearly didn't get the help that you needed back then when you were younger.
Yeah.
So again, it's just in regards to the abuse side of things as well. Then, did the staff feel any kind of like physical abuse at any point or mental?
When it was 16, when I left here, I met somebody, and he used to batter me.
Yeah. So somebody who was in the home, sorry.
Yeah, it was my boyfriend at the time. So when I left here, when I was 16.
When you were 16, you left the care home?
Yes, I left the care home and I got my own change.
So just to confirm, sorry. Just to confirm with this case, when you was in the care home, did any of the staff, you know, did they physically abuse, like, did they hit you?
No, it wasn't, nothing from the staff or anything like that. It was when I left here.
Yeah. So while she was in care, what kind of abuse did you suffer at the time?
No, when I was in care, it was 16 when I had left care.
Yeah. No, so I understand once you'd left care, obviously you'd had issues with the part. That would be something completely separate, but during your time while she was in care, those 2 years in care, did you ever suffer any type of abuse, whether that's like bullying of people in there? Staff used to fish you into the showers.
I didn't have anything like that. I was the one for the watching, you know what I mean? I was the one that was out, I was so out of control when I was going to these places, you know what I mean? I wasn't well.
Yeah.
Did
anybody have to restrain you or anything like that? Or?
Yes, I've been restrained before in care,
And you know, when they was restraining you, at any point, did they, like, hit you at all, like, hug
you
or anything like that? No worries. And, again, do you know, did they ever, like, lock you in a room or refuse to feed you or anything like that? Or?
No, I did nothing like that from the staff. If anything, the staff should be going to trying to get money out of me.
No, that's fine. So obviously, with these claims, they are claims for anybody that was abused during the time of care.
All right.
So by the sound of things, it's, thankfully as well, you know, I'm glad to hear that you didn't suffer any abuse while you was in care.
Yeah.
To be honest, but what I'll do is I'll get it updated just to say that there isn't a claim to be made at the moment for you.
Right. Okay. That's a shame. Right. Okay.
No. No problem then. I know some people that we speak to, if they was witness to anything as well, if you've seen anybody else being abused,
I've seen people being abused.
At the time when you was in care?
When I was in care, yes, somebody got pulled out of the bed by the staff, and I don't know but who the staff was, but it was dark, but they were punched. I could hear crying.
My staff, yeah. So you was witness to somebody else being abused then?
Yes, you dragged out of the bed.
People getting dragged out of bed and abused. So believe it or not, like you see, that's the thing. A lot of people that we speak to when we first speak to them think, well, I had a relatively okay time when I was in care. Well, I didn't get abused.
Yeah.
That is abuse. You seeing somebody else being abused.
I didn't even think about that because as I said, it was a really bad time for me mentally.
Yeah.
I was hallucinating and things like that. You know what I mean? So I thought it was happening, I thought I was hallucinating. You know, and then when I spoke to the girl in the morning, she said she got dragged out of bed.
No, that's understandable. So what I was going to say is I can imagine at the time, and I don't mean this in a bad way, but your life was probably quite rough at the time anyway, that
yeah,
you probably
yeah.
wouldn't have seen that as something, you know, that was that no, serious for somebody with like...
But I'm just now, at my age now, that's me just getting into counselling now, at 48.
Yeah. No, mm-hmm. yeah, exactly, yeah. So that right there, believe it or not, is you have also, you know, suffered from that abuse. Even though
no,
you wasn't the one that was abused,
you
was witness to somebody else in the care home being abused, you yeah. would be entitled to compensation.
Right,
now,
okay.
The minimum refund that we look at getting back is
£10,000.
The average at the moment, that's the minimum, that's the absolute minimum. The average that we're seeing people get back at the moment is around £48,000 that people are getting back.
For being in care?
For being in care and witnessing abuse and being a victim to some kind of abuse while you was in there.
Right.
The reason why as well is I know it was a long time ago now, you know, we're talking 20, 30 years ago and things. The scale that the child was abused during this care system. Honestly, near enough every single person that I speak to has dealt with some form of abuse or people.
I didn't realise it would be that much.
Yeah, yeah, no, exactly. So the government basically, they've just got to hold their hands up now and say, who are we to question whether this child was upset at the time? Who are we to question what happened to that child at the time? So they are paying people out now. So what I was going to say is, you have already got a case anyway, just from you saying that you see she was witness
yeah.
to somebody else being a
abused. Uh-huh.
Is there anything else you can think of during your time?
No, I've seen something you pushed down the stairs.
Yeah, yeah, so I'll make a note of that now, sorry, just one moment. Sorry. So you've seen somebody get pushed down the stairs?
Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, if they told me an accident, if they tried to just check him up, but they said they never.
Yeah, deliberately tricked him up and
yeah,
then denied
it. They tried to make it like a joke.
Yeah.
Funny.
No, that's it.
Aye.
Yeah, that's it. And a lot of the time, people have tried to report it to the police and they just go, oh, you care about
even if you spoke to the head social worker, they didn't really take you on because you were just seen as bad.
Yeah. So, and is there, and that's it as well, because they just think, oh, it's just naughty children, but
right.
is there any other, like, you know, people, like, shouting at you or, like, you know, screaming or anything like that towards you?
Right, to behave, aye, because they used to restrain me.
Yeah.
Aye.
Yeah. Yeah, so, used to restrain.
They got permission off my mum and dad to restrain me.
Yeah. Yeah, to be honest though, even if your mum and dad did say they had permission to restrain you, that wouldn't have been, that's not sufficient. It is still abuse. So even if being restrained, you know, again,
know,
you just think, oh, well, I was
not. It was a different time, it was a different world.
Yeah. No, that's it. It might have been, but at the same time, it doesn't mean it was acceptable what they was doing to people.
Well, it wasn't. I never thought anything about it. It's only recently since I've... Because I'm just starting counselling, as I told you.
Yeah.
So that's me just getting help, and I'm 20. I'm 25. 48. That was a long time ago.
No, of course. And they would obviously restrain you. And yeah. I think you've already answered this, but I do just need to double check. You didn't experience or witness any kind of sexual abuse during your time in the home.
No, I never seen anything like that, no.
Thankfully,
I was back wild enough with seeing stuff like that. I never heard any rumours or anything like that. There was never any rumours or that about any of the staff. I don't think that
no,
we were going,
No, that's good. That's like I say. I'm glad to hear that anyway.
Yeah.
So I can tell you now, just from what we've mentioned here, you will definitely have a case.
I've got a case for
the solicitor. Yeah, 100%, yeah. If, at the end of the day, if they was restraining you for not doing, you know, not doing what they said,
I was in school as well. Like, this goes back to, like, school years.
Yeah, exactly. And there was obviously, like you're saying, you was witness to other people's abuse as well.
Yeah.
So there is definitely a case to be made here, okay?
And, so, and you'll be able to get all the information through the government that was there.
Yes,
right, that's fine.
Yeah, so basically, All we need to do is, I'm just going to send a document out to yourself in one moment.
Okay.
All you need to do is actually sign that document, and that'll give us the authority to contact them on your behalf.
Okay.
So, just a moment. Can I just take as well, just whilst I'm doing that, can I just take your GP surgery details?
Wait a minute, give me a minute. The Leonard's practice.
The Leonard's practice, and what area is that?
Alexandra.
Yeah, just for a moment.
Please don't ask me to spell that.
No, don't worry, don't worry. That one, I understood that one fine. It's the Leonard's, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. That's in Vale Centre in Alexandria.
It. Yeah, that's it.
Perfect. So, yeah, just one moment, sorry. And do you have, do you use WhatsApp as well, Carla?
Yes, I've got WhatsApp.
Whilst I'm sending this, if you can just get a copy of your ID, like a driver's licence or provisional,
I've got a citizen's card.
Yeah. So basically, we would just need a copy of a picture ID, so your citizen's card. Does that have an address on it as well, or is that just an ID?
No, it doesn't have an address on it. It's just...
No, then we would just need a proof of address as well.
It's the government ones that they sent that I got.
Yeah, I think I had one myself when I was young, when I was a bit younger.
Yeah, it's through the government, so it should be okay.
Yeah, no, that's fine, no worries.
So how do I save your number and then I can go to WhatsApp and send you a picture?
Yes, so I'll send you the WhatsApp in a moment, yeah. But what? Well, first of all, you should have just got a text through from myself, from MMA Legal.
No, not yet.
If you just check your text messages, it should have just came through.
Right, okay, I'll check. No, nothing yet.
651.
Oh, wait a minute, I checked my WhatsApp. No, nothing on WhatsApp.
No, it's not your WhatsApp, it should be on your actual text messages.
No, I've not got it yet, I checked them.
It has just sent... I don't know whether if you just double check it.
Yeah, I've checked it. There's nothing there.
It should be in your emails as well. I've got your email as always.
I'll check my emails.
Yeah.
I'll check my emails. Hold on. No. I'll check the spam folder, but...
Yeah.
Oh, I've got it.
It should just be from MMA Legal.
Support.
Yeah.
No. What is it? Employment Support Services? No.
No, it should just come from MMA.
No. I'll check.
I'm not too sure. Do you know whether maybe your connection doesn't send, whether you're on the phone or...
Oh, yes, that's right.
Yeah. What I can do if you want is just put the phone down and then call you back in a minute.
Right, okay.
Yeah, and it should come through. So all you would need to do, basically, is you just click the link and it'll say proceed. And literally you just tap a signature and you've got to tap it like two or three times and click finish. But what I'll do if you want is I'll put the phone down, hopefully the text will come through, and then I'll give you a call back in a minute, okay?
Right, okay.
Okay, thank you. One moment for you.